Not Just Football with Cam Hayward is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Not Just Football with Cam Hayward. And today, it's not just a short time with a long snapper. It's a long, boring time with a long snapper. So we're going to react to, as you can see, Hayden and, you know, our correspondent over here, Koontz, are going to react to the Michigan win. But we got to talk Seahawks. We got to talk Mike Tomlin. We got to talk the playoffs and what that all looks like with everything we need to happen. And we'll talk about some other stuff. But how's the new year treating you guys?
Great. It's great. I'm here for a short time and a great time, not a long time. That's why we're here today. Hayden, how are you doing?
The new year has been fantastic. Great start. I mean, Michigan, what a game, guys, right? I mean, Cam, how about it? What a game representing the Big Ten. Ohio State couldn't do that earlier against the SEC, so the Michigan had to step in, take it over. What'd you guys think of the game? How it finished, Cam?
I was just surprised that they went with the QB draw after they went four different times with the QB draw. They got him down there. So kudos to Michigan for getting it done. That's all I'll say there.
Coots, what do you got for me? Come on, give me something on this game.
I'm just happy that it's not Ohio State, honestly.
Yeah.
And the reason is that is just because solely Cam's an Ohio State guy.
Yeah.
Like, I've never once had any reason to root against Ohio State besides because of Cam.
Well, I'll make sure you're not invited to any Ohio State games, and you can keep going to that little school you went to.
Don't bring Duquesne
everyone
into this.
Why do you have to bring them into it?
Don't bring Duquesne to this. You make it easy to root against Ohio State when you do stuff like that, Cam. I'm just going to say that to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care.
it's universally known that a lot of Ohio State fans, like, people aren't very fond of.
That's true.
That's right. That's just what I heard. From the natural public. Is that?
Yeah, the internet says that for sure.
The natural public, not just the public?
No, the natural public.
Okay. Well, let's react to something even bigger. How about that win this week, boys? How about that Steelers win? That's what you need to be excited about. That's what we need to get rowdy about.
Big one on the road. GP, Jalen, Najee, like our guys on offense, I feel like, no, not to discredit our defense, but man, that was fun. That was a fun game to be a part of.
Yeah, you know, props to the O-line. I thought they played, you know, downhill the entire game. When your O-line's doing that, controlling the line of scrimmage, you know, Jalen Warren, Najee, Mason giving some big passes late, standing in the pocket, you know, Deontay and GP finishing plays, you know, and off the offensive side of the ball, I thought they played really well. I thought our field goal unit held up okay. Snaps were a little bit off, but, you know, I thought we did a great job reporting at the line, you know, 97 and Loudermilk made sure we report every time. We'll get into more on that, but big Steelers win. Proud of my guys going into Seattle. We hadn't won in, what, 40 years?
83.
Seattle, so
83. Wow. Yeah. Last time you guys were in there. How difficult was that? Crazy. Did Steeler Nation show up? Did they show up?
Yeah.
They did. Dude, you know, before the game, oh, we got a funny story before the game, but before we get to that, before the game, you just heard so many Steeler fans so appreciative of just the way they traveled all year long. And hopefully when we get the playoffs, they can continue to keep traveling with us. But funny story, you know, I didn't tell anybody before this, but Koontz knows where I'm going to go with this. We were warming up before the game, before we even get in the warm-ups, and a guy makes it on the field that I don't recognize, nobody recognizes. And first he was in a trench coat, took the trench coat off, and he was in, like, a full, like, trainer's outfit. And then he goes and stands right next to Alex. Alex is, like, stretching, doing lunges and whatever. And this guy just goes and stands up. And all of a sudden I see him, he pulls his phone up, and he takes a picture of me, and I'm like, I don't know you, bro. What are you doing here? And then Alex asked him, what's your name? And he was like, Cam. And then he was like, what are you doing? And so he takes off running on the sideline, and then, like, security has to get him. But, yeah, we've had some people infiltrate, you know, where they're not supposed to be in this league. You know, we've had the one thing that happened in Latrobe with a guy trying to get on the field, be a player. So, you know, it's funny that we get these, you know, sneaky spies getting on our field.
It would be easy to get it's easy to get on the field in an NFL game. Like, to get into the stadium, I feel like if you had – you could go to the pro shop and get the same gear that, like, the training staff wears. Wear it,
yeah.
Walk right in through the gate and be like, yeah, I'm with the team. I just had to, whatever, step out of here. They'll let you right in. It's wild.
Wait, has this happened before, though? Has a fan been able to infiltrate this before?
Dude, like just a week ago at home, there were like two kids in our locker room.
Whose kids? Whose kids?
Nobody's kids.
One kid was taking a picture. Taking a picture. He had his phone out.
So the NFL security is lacking, is what you're saying.
Seems like it.
Yikes.
I mean, if you're seeing a guy's getting on the field, Cam, I mean, what do you – I mean, he's taking pictures of the players while they're warming up.
Yeah, it's just – it's wild. We weren't expecting it at all, but, like, you know, he took a ball off the field and tried to stick it in his bag as a game ball, but they snatched that right away. But, like, the dude didn't have any credentials to even be on the field. Like, wasn't affiliated with anybody, just walked straight on the field.
I can't get fined for saying stuff like that about the NFL on here, can I?
Hey, NFL, if you want to fight anybody, go to Christian Kuntz and find them.
No, I got a wedding coming up.
Cam, I want to ask you, because I was asking Christian before, I saw where Kuntz had to basically go talk Broderick out of a fight, and then you had to step in and kind of help out there. What happened? Who was Broderick talking to?
I wasn't talking to anyone.
Broderick was barking at everybody. Yeah, we know Kuntz wasn't going to fight that battle. All I know is I saw Broderick. He was on the other side of the formation. We're trying to get lined up. And I know it took a little bit of time sometimes from offense to field goal. But I was like, Broderick, just chill. He was like, nah, they got to know. And, like, you love that for him because he's a young guy. But, like, you know, once you start doing more than once, you become a target and they keep looking for you. But, you know, Broderick was going downhill the entire game.
We talked about how the real shit talking after a touchdown from our offense and our offensive line's chirping. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. It really – I feel like I can't swear on here. it really tees it up for the field goal team to get really messed up. Like, Broderick pisses a lot of people off. And, like, we're just trying to have a smooth extra point. And, like, dude – we were talking, those dudes rush on extra points. Like, people don't get it. It's probably one of the most brutal plays for some positions. Cam?
My position sucks because, you know, we are literally taught to have one guy come down the middle, one guy on the shoulder, and another guy on the other shoulder. And I'm just supposed to, for lack of a better word, take it. And it is terrible. I've gotten jacked up. Even with a... you know, a broke groin or whatever I got, I'm still out there doing it at this point. So it is not a position you take lightly.
Welcome to my world.
But I make sure I report, though. You know, you don't ever have to worry about that.
You keep going to that. You keep, and I get it. That's clearly you want to talk about that at some point. You keep going to it. We will get to that at some point.
He wants like a pat on the back.
He does. He always needs a that a boy. That's always needs that. I want to, though, give a shout-out Mason Rudolph, guys. He's played great. He's obviously going to be starter next week. Can you guys talk a little bit about his play and how he's carrying the offense so far?
You know, I just think Mason is, you know, with the snaps he's getting, he's taking advantage of it. You know, I don't think we can discount what he's doing out there. You know, it's not a slight to anybody. It's just Mason's been performing well. He's the reason why we still have a shot at this thing right now. You know, 9-7. It's taken all three quarterbacks. And every guy has got a hand in this. And right now, Mason's the guy that is going to have the first crack at it. And we're going to need his best this weekend.
Yeah, I don't.
Anything, Kuntz?
I don't think anyone's surprised that Mason's, you know, had this success the last two games. I think, and he's been around for a minute now. He's played behind Ben. He's seen Ben, and I mean, he's learned for the last how many years. He's played a little bit, and Don't even smile like that. Hey,
what?
I know, I didn't say anything.
Don't put that on me.
Anyway, Mason's success has been no surprise to anybody. He's been playing great, and we're happy for him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just glad. I'm glad that that room seems a little more cohesive than years past is what I'm glad about. But all right, I got to ask you two both something though. There's a rumor going around X or Twitter or whatever we call it now that Kenny refused to be the backup on Saturday or Sunday. Excuse me. Is this true? Did Kenny really refuse to be the backup? The people want to know.
I told you. I don't think that's true at all. Like
I know.
Like he texted me that today, and I was just like, I've never once heard about this. You know, from my understanding was, you know, if Kenny was out there, he was going to be out there. But, you know, you can't really, like, I can't believe we're even talking about this. Like, why is this a story? We can't worry about the damn playoffs. Like, let's just get locked in and focus on that at this point.
I don't even have a comment because it's hilarious what gets made up. Yeah. And, like, people actually believe it. I get so many texts about, like, this can't be right. I'm like, dude, what?
When did good journalism become just like, gotcha, I got a rumor? Like you know, it's just we
run start getting the ball, paid. They start getting paid for clicks. Mm-hmm. That's why.
So it's not ready. True. So Kenny did not tell Mike Tomlin straight up, no, I will not be the number two.
Absolutely not.
I never heard a day in my life about that.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear
bringing that. In the new year with more rumors. How about that?
You guys are it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. It would not be a normal week if not some crazy story out of y'all's locker room. But this has been the most crazy season I feel like ever for you guys, and it's just another year.
Does this happen?
I'm just saying, guys.
Teams?
It's just like we got enough to focus on the Ravens, man. Like, you know, we need to win this game. There's a scenario where we can get in the playoffs. Can't that just be enough? Do you really need to go and find, oh, Kenny's not starting. Now let's find something else. Like, I'm just over that at that point.
Okay. Amen.
Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesar's Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet. Up to $1,250. If you win, great. You keep those winnings. But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer must be valid, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wage only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount or qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through the Horseshoe Bossier City and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia,
Ohio,
Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Let's talk Ravens. It's a division game. It's not necessarily a win and get in situation, but it's definitely a must win. What are you guys expecting from Baltimore this weekend? Do you expect starters too?
I expect starters. You know, I think you discount yourself when you go and say, oh, they're just going to play the backups. We'll be good. You know, no, you look at it like they're going to play the starters and I'll prepare that way. And they'll just have to shock me on Sunday because man, I'm going out there knowing that we need this game, and we're going to get their best shot at them trying to kick us out of the playoffs.
I'm expecting starters. Not like it would matter for me if I'm playing against their starters or not, but I don't see why they would rest guys for essentially 3 weeks. I don't know. I feel like that's a long time because they already have a bye. They're going to use this as a bye. It's a long time. I mean, I think you have to play at least majority of your guys.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that maybe it's a division game too, they may want to beat you guys. You guys have kind of gotten the best of them the last couple times you played, and I think they probably are going to want to beat you and knock you out of the playoffs. Isn't Hell that yeah. another thing they want to
yeah.
do?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, and just scouting them, you look at what they're doing. You know, I feel like Lamar is on fire right now. He puts up 66 points. You know, his wide receivers, Flowers, and Odell really caught on fire. Even though Mark Andrews went down, Isaiah Likely has stepped up beautifully. Mm-hmm. Two running backs down, they go to Gus Edwards, who's doing an amazing job. And also with Justice as well. So, man, on offense, they are really clicking. Then you look on defense, they got a multitude of guys who get after the passer, whether it's Van Noy, Matabuke, who else? I just feel like it's a wave of terror up front for them. And, you know, you got to make sure you take care of the ball because any Baltimore team is really notorious for, you know, punching at the ball and causing a fumble. So we got our work cut out for us. And I even talk about special teams because I know Koontz wants to talk about special teams with the Baltimore Ravens.
I love special teams. It's a division game, like Cam said. I feel like they know our special teams. We know their special teams. Like, you know, it's coming. It's a division game. We know each other so well. It's an intimate relationship.
Wow, that's your quote.
I love special teams. That's great. So did they ever throw anything different at you, Baltimore? Like, how much tape do you got to watch on like punts and whatnot? Does Baltimore seems like a team that might be throwing different stuff at you?
No. I mean, I feel like there's only so many rushes that each team can run. It's just all about your technique and your mental game. Like, there's only so many rushes a punt return team can run. There is overload left, overload right. 404 stack, 3 minute, 6 bucks, 7 bucks, or 8 bucks. I mean, someone's going to eventually get into my space and I'm going to have to block them. So,
They're going to enter your space, octagon with Koontz.
I was going to say something else, but you would have like smiled and been like, pause, hold on. Because like, now that I have to think like that when I talk to you, because you're always having some smart.
Calm down.
It's the face too.
Wow.
He likes the face. He likes to make a weird face at you too that makes you feel really uncomfortable too.
Well, I'm just saying though, I wanted Koontz to talk special teams because, you know, I know it gets under Boz's skin when we talk about Justin Tucker. That dude, you know, once he crosses the 50, he's got a great opportunity. So, you know, it is always a rivalry and a competition between Chris Boswell and Justin Tucker, two of the premier kickers in our game, so we'll see what kicker comes out on top.
That is very true. Two premier kickers, two of the best in the world.
Is Boswell a little jealous of Tucker's all the love Tucker gets? Is he?
Wait. He ain't jealous. Like, it's just Bos deserves his credit too. Don't get it twisted.
I agree, but they talk about Tucker like he's in another level. You know, so I could see why he'd be a little annoyed by that.
Nah, I don't think he gets jealous, but he definitely, I think Boz is one of the least appreciated kickers in the league, I'd say.
Yeah.
Hey, how aware are you guys of the playoff scenarios? Like, do you know them all? Cam sent them to me. I just don't know if he's up to date on them.
I got a rerun on the plane. Awesome. Yeah, I kind of got
because I showed him. I showed you on the plane.
Oh, you showed.
Yeah. He did. Gosh. He did.
Yeah, well, I'm aware of it. You know, hey, do you want to run through them again just for our fans?
All right, yeah. So here we go. The first one is obviously, let's just go. You guys got to win, okay? Right. You can get in with a Buffalo loss or a Jacksonville loss or tie or a Houston and Indianapolis tie. And then if you guys tie a Jacksonville loss, you need a bunch of other stuff. Just the main thing, win your game, and we need Buffalo or Jacksonville to lose. How about that?
Cool.
Yeah, wow, you guys get to watch the games now because you get to play Saturday, so you guys are free.
Okay, one thing I want to bring up, though, that's kind of ticked me off. In December, We've played three Saturday. We're going to have played three Saturday games and a Thursday game. We talk so much about player safety and player health, right? We've literally decreased our chance to recover game to game for an entire month. That just is kind of shocking when you think about, you know, we're trying to make strides in protecting the body. We're trying to make strides in, you know, keeping quarterbacks upright. But, like, damn, like, you're taking away a recovery day that we've had almost every week throughout September, October, November, and then we get to December because we're trying to sell tickets and we're trying to, you know, push the streaming to another level. You know, you're screwing us in the process.
Yeah, this schedule in this month has been wild. I'm not going to lie. I'm not in the same boat because I don't get as sore because I'm not playing as many snaps or as in the trenches. Quit looking at me like you're looking at me like I don't have any input.
No, it's just, you know, your input is just, it's been wild.
I love special teams.
I do love special teams. It has been wild.
So, Cam, how weird is it every week that you don't even know what time you're playing? It is almost like every week it changes, and it changes on Sunday night or Monday morning.
Well, it's just like, you know, we talk about constantly trying to take care of bodies. And, you know, on a Thursday week, you're literally trying to squeeze in so much. A Saturday, you're trying to squeeze in so much. So over time, it's just week after week, we just try to, you know, bounce back and then try to make up for it on the next week. We haven't had a chance to even make up for it on the back week.
I'll say this too. I'm taking the traveling. Fly to Seattle on Saturday, fly back, got to go to Baltimore the next Saturday. So the traveling doesn't make that any easier. You don't even get the home game, the advantage of having it to be a home game at least.
Yeah. It is what it is at this point. You know, lining up and we'll play. But I'm just saying, damn, like, give us some time. We're trying to win this game just as much as anybody. So
aren't you the player rep? Bring that up.
Yeah.
You're the player rep. Bro.
That's not even collectively bargaining. That's just from the NFL's perspective. You know, they set the games. We just play. I played on a damn Wednesday before at 2:00. They don't give a damn about us.
Fine them.
Fine. Fine them. I literally just stated a fact.
That's a fact. Played on a Wednesday. People have been fined for facts before, Cab. People have been fined for facts before. Man. That is for sure.
Y'all know. Well, then send my fine to South 3400 South Water Street and make it out to Christian Coons.
Oh, is that where he lived? Did you just drop his address?
He did the facility. Oh, okay, good.
That would be funny. No, that would be funny if you just gave your address away, though. That'd be bad, but
funny. Yeah, that's the facility. I don't get any mail there.
Sorry.
The mailbox is empty.
Since this is a longer segment with our long snapper, you know, how did you celebrate today for New Year's? Because I know you celebrated. We celebrated together on the plane. Everybody was happy about the win. Played some cards, had some fun. But did you do anything today, Koontz and Hayden?
I didn't do that. I did absolutely nothing. I'm not going to lie. I went into the facility, got my lift in, did my rehab for my body, my little cold plunge. That was it. I've been watching football all day. It's been actually pretty pleasant.
Wow. Cool. Hayden?
New Year's was great for me. I mean, I just relaxed and then watched Michigan pull out a big dub, represent the Big Ten correctly. Go blue, baby. Mm-hmm. See this? You got two Michigan fans on your screen right now. How was your New Year's, Cam? What'd you do today?
Went in. I guess my kids stayed up pretty late, so I got to sleep in a little bit, but woke up, went in the facility, took care of my body, watched some film, and just moved on to Baltimore. That's the main thing.
Give me what was the plane ride like? How do you celebrate in the air? Are you guys all popping the bubbly, or are we just playing cards and relaxing? What are we doing? Give me what was the plane like at New Year's?
Popping the ginger ale. How about that?
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, relaxing.
Okay. Yeah, you know, talking about the game, watching the, you know, it's nice now being able to watch the game on the plane, and you know, it's it was definitely good spirits. It was a long play ride. It's 5 hours long.
You spent your New Year's watching film of the game you just played.
Yeah,
that's dedication. You watched the game. Love to hear it. That's dedication.
Yeah. Okay. You guys got any resolutions for this year?
Is that bad of me that I don't? I've been saying that we're going to make a list and do a list and stick to the list, but haven't got to making that list yet.
I just figured with all that time, since you're not playing that much, you'd have time to really make a list.
Why?
I still played my same amount of snaps. Just because we punted once doesn't mean I didn't work.
Like, why? Why do you do that?
Like, I know. It was just just there for the taking. It was there for the taking. I'm sorry.
Like,
my New Year's resolution needs to be I'll be nicer to Kuntz.
That is that should be it. You should be nicer to him, okay? You need to be nicer.
Can we put that in a bottom heading down here?
Yes, yes. Cam vows to be nicer. But the problem is everybody breaks their New Year's resolution within a week. He's going to break that by next week, okay?
He'll break it by tomorrow morning.
Well, good point.
Tomorrow morning. He'll break it by tomorrow morning.
He'll do it in person to you. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. It won't be – no one has any receipts of when it happens in person.
We have opponent. We have their field goal rush tomorrow, and like I snap for the scout team field goal rush team. Like, dude, we're not out there in pads. No one's rushing. It's just like a walkthrough, and he rushes full speed. Full speed.
Still? I'm trying to get you right. I'm trying to get bro.
No, you're not.
Then he hits the ball. Presley has to throw the ball back to me, and Danny Smith's always like, "Put the ball down. Put the ball down. Hurry up!" And Cam's always hitting the ball down, throwing the ball, making like. Other guys.
No, you know what I'm doing? I'm simulating blocking the ball, right? So I'm trying to get a field goal block. And then at the same time, I'm getting Christian Kuntz ready to block on field goal. And so has Christian gotten any pressure up the middle where he's gotten it blocked?
You're going to take credit for him doing his job?
Literally, look at
him. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Bro. It's the same with scout team players say the same thing, right?
So I'm telling Ryan McCollum, then he needs half your paycheck because he got you ready because he's scouting. He needs half your paycheck this week.
Bro, if that's the case, I need half yours too.
No, you already got it on the plan.
Yeah. You said it was only $40, man.
No, it was.
It was 40 push-ups. Come on, bro.
40 push-ups. Yeah.
It was, 40 push-ups. That was obviously an exaggeration.
No, okay, so let's talk about what happened around the league, though. Did you guys get a chance to see the Eagles on Sunday and what Kyler Murray was wearing as he walked into the stadium?
I love that. I loved Crosby. Crosby repping the Crosby jersey.
What a troll job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an ultimate troll job. You got to think James Conner played a hand in that, right?
Bro, Kyler Murray is not a troll. Chill out, bro. That's not funny.
Stop. You didn't. No, sir. You knew exactly what I meant on that. That is just rude.
Oh,
that's just
rude,
man. Wow.
I gotta stop. I gotta get I gotta get my life together, bro.
Yeah, you're being a little
rough out here.
Being a little wobbly tonight. That was uncalled for.
Nah. I like the pettiness, you know, Kyler Murray loving Pittsburgh in that moment. I wonder where he got the jersey. Did he get it from James Conner?
Just said that. He had to have. Yeah, James Conner had to have something to do with that.
Well, look at I know you can't see it, Kuntz, but if you see the picture, it doesn't look like Kyler's size. So it's probably James Conner. I'm not even trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying that looks like a James Conner.
I would just leave Kyler out of this if I'm being honest with you. Okay. Yeah. I do want to talk about something that you've mentioned four times. The infamous play in the Lions game.
Yes.
What happened? You two fill me in on what happened there.
That's more him.
You sound scared right now, Kuntz.
No. It's more you to report. Go ahead. You can report it.
Okay. So let's get this straight first. I've heard a lot of people talk on Twitter about this that only one guy can report. False. There's always two tight ends that report on field goal. So that's completely out of the window. You can have more than one guy report because you have to declare your number. I have to declare my number. Loudermilk has to declare his number. Another thing, you see Decker go over there, and it looks like he makes confirmation somewhat But the ref literally says the wrong number. And it's just unfortunate. You know, what a great play call, and good catch by Taylor Decker. But I think the punishment for, you know, the referee and the staff is just they're not going to call anything in the playoffs. But there's so much that play changed the outcome of the entire playoffs on the NFC. Mm-hmm. You know, Lions had a chance to get the number one seed. They got a chance to, get home field advantage. It's just, you know, these are games we expect we have to play at our best, but the referees have to be held to a high account in those moments. And I don't get how, you know, when we call out, it usually comes on the intercom and says, this guy's reporting. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I don't know why, you know, it's not on intercom or some sort and says, these guys are reporting. That way Decker knows from there on out, hold on, right here, you see it, you know, we always declare like this, you know, you show your body, make sure you see your number. I was even joking with the ref this past week. I was like, you know, make sure you get my number right here. I don't want you to get messed up. I want to be out there. I want to make sure I'm all good. And he was like, shoot, I'm not trying to mess that up either. So, you know, we got a good understanding, got a kick out of that. But it's one of those things you don't want to mess up.
Speaking of the announcement for the eligibles, do they do that? They don't announce 97 and 92 on our field goal, just on offense when Chooks.
Well, yeah, they don't announce it on offense, but they have to go up to the defense and tell them, which is the crazy part. So the ref walks over and will say, you know, if it's Chooks for us, they'll go over there and say the number. And you know, but it's just crazy that a play like that didn't get actually called correctly.
Well, what should the rule actually be? Like the Lions did everything correct in that circumstance, right? The ref just missed it and announced the wrong name, right? Or the wrong number.
And the one thing I worry about with that, you know, if you watch the replay again, you see Penei Sewell go over there. He has no reason to be over there in the first
place. That's what I'm saying. Why did he go over there? Did they try to trick?
I thought they were trying to trick the Cowboys but it's announced anyway. So I don't understand how you trick them because they have to announce it anyway. But two guys went over there and it felt like they were trying to trick them. But I mean, I don't know. I honestly think too, referees should have to answer questions after the game. They should have to do media just like the players have to do media for sure. Like get in front of the camera and talk about it.
That'd be
good. I'll be honest. I respect a lot of refs, but they ain't going for that. They're changing rules week to week. Think about that. Like there are a multitude of calls that get, you know, influenced because there's pressure from the league. There's pressure from an emphasis standpoint. And so when you do that, you don't want to be answering questions when you don't really understand the rule, you know. It's very scary if we start doing that because it would shed a light on a lot of things.
In a negative way.
Yes.
Yes.
I still want it. I still want it.
Hey, one last thing with the Kyler Murray stuff. Which athlete did you hate? What did you love to hate growing up and why?
Love to hate grow. Oh man. I mean, I obviously like grew up a Steeler fan. So I feel like just the old teams that we used to play. I mean, the older guys on those teams, I don't know if I want to say any names.
Wait, what?
I mean, as a Steeler fan, it's gotta be Brady. You saw that guy come in and break your heart so many times. I mean, he did it.
Yeah, you're right.
Multiple AFC championship games. Like, yeah, that guy, as a Steeler fan. Now, here's the thing. We're both repping Michigan, so we love you, Tom. We're good.
Yeah, you're right. Probably Brady, actually. He did kind of kill the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Who's yours? Why you got that stank face on? Who's yours? You clearly have a name in mind. Who is it, Cam? Who should we have said?
I'm saying Christian Kuntz. I love to hate Christian Kuntz. You know, just look at that face. It's just
you said growing up.
Yeah. Growing
I'm
up.
I'm still growing up.
You're like a rat.
I'm a growing boy.
You're older than me.
I'm a growing boy.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Wow. You just now figured that out?
The beard gave it away.
That's not all that gave. It's not all
gave it away.
The grays, the beard.
No, I would say, let me move on. player that I love to hate. You know, I actually appreciate his game a lot more now, going back. But growing up, I was always a big Lakers fan, and I could not stand Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan, the big fundamental, like, and like,
Coots loves that name. Bro. That should be Coots' nickname, the big fundamental. That's what that should be his nickname for sure.
Yeah, he was just so polished and, you know, didn't show a lot of emotion, just go out there and do his job, but broke a lot of Lakers' hearts over the years. And yeah, he was that dude back then.
Mr. Fundamental.
He was
one of my favorites. Yeah, him and Ginobili in the Tony Parker days. Put Patty Mills in there in the later years. Those Spurs teams were – that was fun basketball. See, I polished up on my basketball.
Though. Love it.
So you know that I understand basketball. Coach Popovich.
Coach Popovich. Did you hear that, Pittsburgh? You get that Popovich. Get a hold of that Coach Popovich.
It sounds like he lives in Mount Lebanon. Popovich lives in Mount Lebanon.
Coach Popovich. What?
All right. Okay. Well, I guess we spent a long time with our long snapper. Way too much time. I'm sorry, folks. You know, hope you guys are with us this week. You know, we got a heck of a game coming up playing the Baltimore Ravens. Everybody get out there. Watch the game. If you can, support Kuntz and all his endeavors off the field. He's all over the place. But, you know, don't support that team up north, guys. And that's our episode of Not Just Football. So we love you guys. Make sure you love it, like, and subscribe. Happy New Year to everybody. And we'll see you next time.
Happy New Year.